Good morning, one. Good morning, all. It's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. My name is Chris Rutkowski. I'm the member of the Board of Counselors who is honored to host these monthly spiritual outreach calls. Today, our call, most appropriately, will be what are the things I should be doing to prepare for Christmas? These calls are intended for members, family, and friends of the American Association, as well as those same groups for the Western and the Federal Association of the Order of Malta. In speaking to us about how to prepare for Christmas, our speaker today is Monsignor Joseph Schadl from the Indianapolis Archdiocese. Anyway, Monsignor Schadl has provided us a tremendous CV. Education includes time spent at Marion College in Indianapolis, Butler University, Ball State University, where he has master's degrees related to education, did his theology work at St. Mainrad Seminary in Indiana, and also did a sabbatical program at the North American College in Rome. He was ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis on May 22, 1982. A very extensive and very interesting work background. Started off as a radio announcer in Franklin, Indiana. Was an elementary school teacher as well as the principal of St. Rock Catholic School in Indianapolis, vocation director for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, chaplain for the St. Raphael Society for the Catholic Physicians, director of the Archdiocesan Office of Pro-Life Activities. He is currently the pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church in Indianapolis and has been moderator of the Curia in Indianapolis. And very importantly for our little group, he is currently serving as chaplain for the Indiana chapter of the Order of Malta, the American Association. And as I mentioned, today's talk will be on how to prepare for Christmas. And with that, I'll turn it over to Monsignor Schadl.
Hello, fellow knights and dames of the Order of Malta. It's a privilege to be with you for this spirituality talk for December. What are the things I should be doing to prepare for Christmas? I'd like to begin with our daily prayers, members of Malta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you have seen fit to enlist us for your service in the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. We humbly entreat you through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep us faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to protect and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and the sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from your holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, what are the things we should be doing in order to prepare for Christmas? I want to take you back a few years ago now when my parents were still living. It was Thanksgiving, and my nieces and nephews, the grandchildren, were all at Grandma and Grandpa's house. And the kids found my parents' old television console downstairs. After the initial shock in learning that this model TV did not have a remote control, one of the children approached the old TV and turned it on. Nothing happened. Off and then on again, the switch goes back and forth. And then finally she said, Grandma, it's broken. It won't come on. And then the amazement on those little faces when Grandma told them to wait a minute. The TV will come on. It's not broken. And then she pronounced that strange phrase, but first it has to warm up. Remember that term for televisions or radios, warming up? Well, that's a lost expression these days for sure, because In these ages of instant internet access, to wait for a television or anything to warm up is ancient language. We don't wait. We don't like to wait for anything. But you know, the season in which we find ourselves, Advent, it is waiting. The 4 weeks of Advent are the church's waiting period for Christmas. And that's a strange idea, waiting on anything. The stores don't wait for Halloween to be over to even get started on Christmas. You know, Advent used to be 40 days. It was a time to do penance, much like Lent. But then around the 5th century, Pope St. Gregory the Great shortened Advent to 4 weeks, really just 4 Sundays. He made the Advent theme one of joy-filled anticipation, something like the painful but happy expectation of a mother-to-be. Pope Gregory said that living in the misery of a world without God, that's penance enough. And so, Advent became a symbol of waiting. Remember the Old Testament prophets, they talked about the day of salvation. Now, they didn't have the foggiest idea when the Messiah would be born in history. But for them, that was going to be the big day when everything would be set straight. And ever since then, we've got so-called modern-day prophets who've been predicting the end of the world, Christ coming at the end of time. As far back as the 2nd century, a man named Montanus said Christ would be coming any day now. A lot of people thought Jesus would reappear before the year 1000. There was an American named William Miller. He set the date for 1843. And when our Lord didn't show up, Miller moved it to 1844. After a few more years of pushing the date back, some of his followers got tired of waiting, so they formed their own groups. We call those folks today the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists. The chosen people had to wait on the Messiah to come in history. Now we wait on him to come again in majesty at the end of time. And the season of Advent sort of symbolizes all this waiting. Now this year, given all that's going around us, we might use this Advent season, let's focus on the virtue of hope. Because so much these days discourages us. 2020 is probably a good year to focus on waiting. Be patient. But we can't wait for 2020 to be over. But we also can focus on hope. So what should we be doing to prepare for Christmas? I think we ought to concentrate on cultivating that virtue of hope. Let me start with a little story about a couple I know from here in Indiana. This couple always hoped one day to visit New York City, and they got their wish. They traveled from their small town here in Indiana to New York City, and one afternoon the couple climbed into a New York taxi cab headed for the Empire State Building, and the New York City traffic was horrendous. The cab driver kept honking his horn. He screamed at the other drivers. He dashed in and out of between cars, cut corners, and the man and his wife held on for dear life in the back seat. They hoped just to get out alive. Well, finally, they arrived at the Empire State Building. They took the long elevator ride, and then climbed the steps onto the observation deck over 100 floors up. And the couple looked straight down at the streets below. And they said it all looked so different. So different, it was amazing. They saw order and design. Where only a few minutes before that, they feared for their lives. There were dozens of yellow taxis moving together, stopping at red lights, going on green lights. They couldn't hear any horns or shouting. That scene from up there looked so safe, so orderly, so calm, and so different. We must have hope. Human beings cannot live without hope. We can call it either a blessing or a curse, but unlike the animals, we have the ability to think about the future. But all too often that means worrying about the future. To live healthy lives, we always need something to look forward to. In the next couple weeks, we have at least 2 things to look forward to. One is for the FDA to approve a coronavirus vaccine for safe use. The other is the end of the enrollment period for Medicare. That'll put a stop to all the Medicare supplemental insurance commercials on television. And old Joe Namath can go back into retirement. Yeah, we all need something to hope for. You know, about 25 years ago, Jack Nicholson played in a movie called As Good as It Gets. Jack Nicholson plays a depressed man who meets regularly with a therapist. In one scene in the movie, he stomps out of the office after an appointment that did not go well. He stops, turns to the people in the waiting room, and then he shouts, "Did you people ever stop to think, what if this is as good as it gets? What if this is as good as it gets?" Human nature would have us wish otherwise. Sure, we always want life to get better. We all hope things will go from bad to good, then from good to better. Hope is what keeps us going. Yet, you know, we can concentrate so much on hope, we skip the present. We get so caught up in looking to the future, we ignore the now. Our culture always wants to jump the gun on things, get ahead of the curve. Hope is one thing, but droning on for months ahead of time is another. All the talk about the recent election, you know, wouldn't be so bad if we had not already been talking about the election for over a year. And pretty soon we'll start hearing about the 2024 election. Christmas is another good example. Stores have been pushing Christmas since before Halloween. Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, the ones that all have the same plot, basically, they've been on TV for weeks. During this bleak pandemic, people seem to be putting up Christmas decorations even earlier to cheer up. Christmas has become about food and presents. We concentrate on what we have to do to get ready for Christmas. Shopping, decorating, planning, figuring out how to celebrate Christmas with COVID-19. We tend to concentrate so much on the build-up to Christmas, but midnight on December 25th, it comes to a crushing halt. Back to life as usual. Some people are so pumped up before Christmas, they get so tired they deflate when it does come. We might get the impression that we're the ones who make it all happen. We don't enjoy the future when it becomes the present. Look forward, but live in the present. Keep our eye to the future, but live in the moment. In last Sunday's gospel, when our Lord said, "Be watchful, be alert," he means right now. Watch how we live. Be aware of God. This preparation for Christmas, Advent, wants us to notice what is going on with us now. Advent, it's a wake-up call to see just how we are doing with the current graces and blessings that God is giving us. And there's little doubt. We could all be doing better. The first reading last Sunday was from the book of the prophet Isaiah. We're probably like the people the prophet Isaiah spoke to when he asked the question, "Lord, why do you let us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" Now, the word fear used here does not mean being afraid. Fear here means fear of the Lord. Respect for God's role in our lives. Advent wants us to step back to think of our lives from a supernatural, God-centered perspective. That's what we should be doing to prepare for Christmas. Because when we think of our lives from a self-centered point of view, the future is filled with worry, not hope. Last Sunday, again, Isaiah in that first reading went on to say, "No ear has heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him." So when we rise above our own little self-centered world, we can see God's ways, then change our ways. And of course, for us, the way to do that is through the sacrament of penance, confession. That's one of the main things we should do to prepare for Christmas. Make a good confession. So, what should we be doing to get ready? Pull back. Pull back. Look at the big picture. So we'll see what God did and what God continues to do. And he doesn't plan to stop either. That couple I was telling you about, staring down from the top of the Empire State Building, saw a completely different scene than what they had just experienced in big city traffic only moments earlier. That's when they were only worrying about themselves. Hope can become real when we step back to see life from God's point of view. So, what should we be doing to prepare for Christmas? Step back. Take some quiet. Rise above the frantic rush of life. Look at the big picture. The best is yet to come. Hope is always here. We just need to step back to find him again and again and again. The opening prayer for Mass today, Wednesday of the first week of Advent, says, prepare our hearts, we pray, O Lord our God, by your divine power, so that at the coming of Christ your Son, we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life, and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Best wishes for a blessed preparation for Christmas, a blessed Advent, and for a blessed Christmas. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Monsignor Schadl. A very enjoyable and very insightful talk. Yeah, I think that's good advice, very good advice, to step back, get some perspective. Maybe take a moment to appreciate so much going on around us. I think we all agree it's been a pretty crazy year, especially in this time of the pandemic. Hard to believe how quickly time has passed. And if we don't step away from the blur, we may find Christmas just blowing by us. So thank you again, Monsignor Schadl. That's some great advice. And it is our last spiritual outreach call for 2020. That's hard to believe it's happened so quickly as well. I invite you all, if you have friends who are unable to make the call in real time this morning, have them check out the website. This call will be placed on the website within the next few days. We get a lot of activity on the site to listen to past calls, and I'm sure people who weren't able to be here this morning will appreciate listening to this call on the website. I want to remind you our first call for 2021 takes place on January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany, and appropriately enough, Monsignor Caldwell will be talking to us about why is the Epiphany such an important feast in the Church. So again, thank you for joining us this morning. I wish you a most blessed, most happy Christmas. I look forward to gathering with you once again in the first part of 2021. Have a great day.